This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Emmanuel Macron will jointly launch Bharat Innovates, bringing together more than 120 Indian startups, investors and technology leaders from across the world. The event is expected to showcase India's growing strengths in innovation, entrepreneurship and emerging technologies. Later, the two leaders will hold bilateral talks to review progress in the India-France Special Global Strategic Partnership and discuss ways to further enhance cooperation in areas including technology, trade and defense. Following the talks and luncheon hosted by President Macron, Prime Minister Modi will leave for Slovakia on the next leg of his visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has worked to make quality healthcare more affordable and accessible over the last 12 years. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the nation feels proud when it is known as the nation with the world's largest healthcare program, Ayushman Bharat, which provides top quality healthcare to the most vulnerable. He said that efforts like PM Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana have made medicines affordable. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said that India's healthcare sector has witnessed a transformative change over the past decade under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, with a strong focus on ensuring accessible and affordable healthcare for all citizens. In a social media post today, Mr. Gadkari said government's flagship healthcare initiatives have significantly strengthened the country's health infrastructure and advanced the vision of a Swasth Bharat. Union Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said that the life quality and overall situation of minority communities in the country have improved significantly over the past 12 years. In an interview with a national daily, Mr. Rijiju noted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the vision of Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas has ensured that the benefits of development reach every section of the society. In Jharkhand, at least 7 people, including 3 women and a 10-year-old boy, have been killed in separate lightning strike incidents across the state over the past 24 hours. Police said 2 people lost their lives in Ranchi and 2 people killed in Garhwa district. The Criminal Investigation Department is interrogating Trinamool Congress MP Abhishek Band Upadhyay for his alleged involvement in signature forgery case of party MLAs. Today, Abhishek arrived at the CID headquarters Bhavani Bhavan in Kolkata. The CID is investigating the case following the Calcutta High Court order. It is alleged that Abhishek Band Upadhyay forged signatures of newly elected MLAs of Trinamool Congress after the Vidhan Sabha election in West Bengal for selection of a leader of opposition in the assembly. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has informed that Karnataka has received 5 times more central tax devolution as against the allocation during the UPA tenure. She was addressing the Viksit Bharat Sankalpa Samavesha in Bengaluru today. She reputed the allegation of Congress-led state government in Karnataka that Karnataka is deprived of central allocations. The government has appointed noted economist Professor Alakh N. Sharma as chairman of a high-level technical expert committee on labor statistics. The committee has been constituted to strengthen and periodically review labor market indicators, assess the evolving structure of India's labor market. Indian Space Research Organization Chairman B. Narayanan has informed that they have collaborated with the Department of Atomic Energy to develop an advanced artificial heating system that can protect lunar lander from the freezing weather of moon. Addressing the CSIR RISE conclave in Bengaluru, the ISRO chief explained that Chandrayaan 3 lander Vikram fueled by solar energy operated only for 14 days on Moon. ISRO will now work with the Atomic Energy Department to develop a lunar lander that can survive on the Moon for up to 200 days. The White House has said that US President Donald Trump will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other world leaders during next week's G7 summit in France. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India will begin their campaign against arch-rivals Pakistan in a Group A fixture at Esbaston in Birmingham today. The match will start at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.